Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info at LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have my two brothers, Terrell Jackson.
What's up?
Taj Jackson.
Hello.
Didn't think what?
It's going to be that high, huh?
Oh, okay. What's going on, you guys?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes,
did
please.
Did you fade the music right there?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
It's already pre-faded.
Huh.
Yeah. This is show, I don't know what number this is, but we're up there. And
a good host would know that, by the way.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of important because of the milestone. Yeah.
Well, anyways.
We'll figure it out.
We are live on the Power of Love radio show, so if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we are going to open up the phone lines to call us, to contribute, to ask questions, to comment, anything. Call 323-203-0815. Or you can always hit us up on Twitter and, you know, share links, share quotes, on topic, of course, preferably. Taj, do you want to give the Twitter?
Yes. Twitter is at, and the letters DDJ Foundation.
Wonderful. At DDJ Foundation. Disclaimer, we are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you're going through, saying that if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not rely simply on us. How's your week, you guys?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all right.
Everything was good?
Got my phone.
Got a new phone?
No, the same phone. Okay. Remember I lost it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, well, you got it. It looks very healthy.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was in the recycle bin.
Really? Good thing you found it.
Yeah, I found it. Well, yeah, there was only so many places it could be.
Well, recycling bin wouldn't be one.
You know what's funny? I always check the trash cans later.
What?
Why are you checking trash cans?
That's where it was. That's where it was.
I
in the recycle
bin. Crazy,
it
would have been lost.
It shouldn't be in there, but that's where it ended up. Because I put it, I guess it was on my desk with a bunch of papers and stuff, and I put it in the recycle bin.
Mm.
So it was in that mix. Okay. But it just, that made me think back to the time we were going to a concert. We were younger.
Yeah.
And we spent a good hour looking for Taj's retainer. You remember this, Taj?
I knew it was your retainer.
We spent so long looking for this fool's retainer.
And guess where it was? And everything.
Guess where this retainer was?
Where?
Guess.
I'm not going to say in his mouth.
Yeah, it was in his mouth.
Hey, that's your guys' fault, too. But
what do you mean it's our fault?
How come none of you saw it?
Honestly.
We spent an hour.
He's got a point.
We were late
if
to
I'm
the
talking
show.
To everyone.
He's explaining. What,
it wasn't you, clear retainer
we're
not, either.
No, we're too busy looking for the retainer. And it's in his mouth.
You should look at me next time.
It's horrible. I have to assume I was quite young because that's a very silly mistake.
Because I was young, too.
That would be the first place I'd look
I was
to make sure.
13 or
yeah,
that's horrible.
12 or something.
Okay. Well, outside of yesterday, which we're going to go into shortly, Taj, how was your week?
It was good. Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah,
twice. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it was great.
War.
Where'd you guys see that one?
For the Planet of the Apes, I think is what it's called.
Yes,
it's good. It was really
AMC
good.
Still
really good.
No,
trilogy.
We saw this one at ArcLight.
See,
yeah.
You guys switch it up.
We do, but...
You should have checked.
Just check.
But it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
I that's actually one of my best... My favorite series.
I have not seen any of them.
The new ones. Oh,
you stayed up
goodness.
For them. That's really? Why.
They're
that
so good.
That doesn't seem like that would be your type of movie.
No, you know why? Because I don't usually like science fiction, like make-believe stories. But this one I can get into because There's a connection. Like, it's possible.
You have a good connection with the apes?
Hey, maybe. But there's a connection with the possibility of it actually happen. Like, it takes you from, really? You know, this world. It takes you to this world. So I'm okay. cool with it. Where, like, Star Wars, I'm not as into it because it's, like, wow. it's too much of a stretch. And like I said, it takes place, what, hundreds of years or thousands of years later, Star Wars? When does it take place?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it takes place in a
galaxy far, far away.
A galaxy far, far away. And they're still, like, shooting guns. I mean, I think by that time, the weapon would be a little bit stronger and more accurate.
So we can go backwards.
I guess. But so anyway, but I love. Right? There's three, and I recommend all three. All
right.
They all get my approval. All right, so my week was good. Actually, like you said, Terrell, I had my birthday. Was it Tuesday? No, it was Thursday?
16th, whatever.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. But I remember last week you said, oh, you're going to be a year older next week. And so I wanted to remember that, but I had a good day. I just relaxed. I chilled. Got to read a bit just to chill. So it was a good day for me. But it was fun. I feel the same. I don't feel any different.
No, you won't.
What's the next year is the big one, the 40 or
yeah,
40, yeah. We'll see. I think I'm gonna be just fine, but we'll see.
Yeah,
all right. Well, Terrell, yesterday was Taj. I'll ask you. What was yesterday?
Yesterday we did a music therapy.
Yes,
in San Bernardino for the Boys and Girls Club.
For the Boys and Girls Club in San Bernardino, we did a music therapy class. A one day class. It was really cool.
First one day.
What did you guys think about it? Did you guys like it?
I enjoyed it.
I actually really enjoyed it, too. I thought that it was going to be too compressed, but it actually seemed really perfect.
Good, right?
Yeah.
You know what I liked about it, too, is it gave the kids a solid impression. It made an impression on them about the importance of music and creating. And then it gives them a chance to really miss and appreciate it, you know, because art is a valuable and cool thing. You know, not just from a financial point, but from the other benefits you get from it.
Yeah.
A lot of times I think in today's world we forget the value of art, whether it's music or whether it's painting or drawing. Just creating is so healthy for you. So I thought it was really good to just sit there with the kids. Charles, do you have any comments on it?
No, I think it's great. I mean, there's a lot of people that obviously everybody listens to music.
Yeah.
Some do it as a profession, some don't, you know, and I think it's good. It's a good tool to have because especially for going through things, it's a great outlet. And that's something we got to go over yesterday was putting your emotions in lyrics and through music, playing your instruments. And it was nice to see. It was condensed into a couple hours. But I think everyone maintained and kept their focus, which was nice. Not talking about us.
The kids. it's tough in today's world too. I mean, everyone, everything's about phones, and you know, they're on summer vacation, so the last thing they want to do is be instructed, you know, or talked to. So it's hard, you know. They're used to just being able to watch TV, play video games, be on their phones. But it was good, you know.
It was really good.
And then on the way out, we were talking about today's radio show, and Terrell, you came up with the topic.
Yeah, just talking about gratitude. Just, you know, after it took a while to get out there because what is it, like an hour and a half?
A little more, but an hour 45 minutes.
Yeah, and then traffic. And it took a long time to get out there. There was a lot of traffic. And it's crazy that Roy was driving us. But and then, you know, there was a moment I had with this kid, Cameron, that was there. And he really enjoyed it. And I sat next to him pretty much for the whole 2 hours. And I could really see that he was getting involved and in really connecting with the things he was learning. And when the class ended, I can see he learned something and had an extra tool, you know, to use with his lyrics. And I posted it yesterday. It was posted on DDJF as well. Just some of the lyrics that him and Donovan came up with. And then the faces that they had and the feeling that they got when they would hear their song come to life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, I could see something clicking with Cameron, and he really liked it. Because at first he was like, music's hard, you know? And then when you look at all the elements that it takes to make a song, you know, and then you put whatever you feel into your music, and then you hear it come back to life, and you know that feeling.
You know, and what I love about it is, like you said, music is hard, and the kids, You know, I think that in their mind, they go through these moments where it's easy and then it's hard. I could do it, then I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, even in the short 2-hour session we had, they all wrote lyrics and, like you said, got to hear it performed.
Right.
You know, so they feel like some type of ownership and like an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, and there's certain kids that really, they're very outgoing with it. And then there's some that are more reserved, but towards the end of the class, it almost flips in a certain way.
Yeah.
Because they start getting involved, and they have, like, I don't know the girl's name that you were with, but she was incredible.
Oh, yeah, she was really involved.
She was into it.
She was, yeah, she... It's interesting, because I felt like this class, they really broke down fast. Not faster, but they're very willing to try, you know. Even the ones that were hesitant at first, they actually, you know, they were singing, you know, with the class. It wasn't like, oh, I'm too cool to sing or whatever. It was an interesting thing. I thought we'd have one that was just like sitting back, being like, I'm not doing this. This is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, because there's always one that thinks, you know, because it's
too just, cool for school.
Yeah, but we didn't have that yesterday, and it really, I could see the vibe of it. So that was really cool.
So. It's, you know, and we've been saying this, but doing DDJF, whether it's the radio show, whether it's these music therapy classes or any of the other type of programs and events we're doing, for us, it feels really good, you know, and it's giving back. And like you said, it's a sense of gratitude for us. You know, it's like a thank you to the community and thank you to everyone. And so when Terrell, you came up with topic, I thought it was cool because we haven't done a topic really on gratitude. And, you know, we've been hearing, especially if you listen to this podcast, we've been hearing how if gratitude can do so much for your life. So I'm going to first start off with a quote, if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
And the quote is from William Arthur Ward. And it's obviously referring to gratitude, and it is, gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. Here's another quote from JFK, John F. Kennedy. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And I think that's I think we've always known it because of who, you know, Uncle Michael and our family and our mother. But I think it's, you know, being able to do this more and more often, you really get to feel it. And it's such a fulfilling, fulfilling mm-hmm. thing. So that's what today's show is. We're going to talk about gratitude and not only giving back and what it can do for you, what it does for the person that you're doing it for, but also for you. And so we want to know any stories you may have on gratitude, any give back moments you've had that have made you feel better. Make sure to give us a call, 323-203-0815, or again, you can get to us on Twitter at DDJ Foundation. And again, we're just going over gratitude, giving back, and being thankful. Terrell, did you?
Yeah, real quick, we want to give a special thanks to Todd and Annalise and everybody
and
else
Christine
that came out.
And Shauna.
And a special thanks to Cameron. He's great.
Yes, Cameron. Isn't he solid?
He's great.
Cameron Mooney, he's been on the show. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's been on the show.
You know what I like about him is he connects quickly mm-hmm. with these kids. And he has a game plan. He comes prepared. And, you know, he everything is okay. You know,
because this had to be a challenge. Because normally it's what, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, he kind of implemented it all into one session. So, good call. Good.
And it moved really well.
Yes.
Too, so,
okay, and one more article that I'm gonna read out a bit, but I thought it was such a good article. It's from happierhuman.com, and it's all about how to become happier. And of course, it's talking about gratitude.
What is the site again you said?
It's Happier Human. So it's HAPPIER human.com. We'll post the link on DDJF. But what I loved about this article is that it talks about the 31 benefits of gratitude you didn't know about and how it can change your life. So do you guys want to try to talk over a couple of guessing benefits from gratitude?
Or you want us to guess some
yeah,
of these?
Yeah.
It's like Family Feud type of thing?
Yeah, just a couple.
The benefits.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple. Obviously, happiness is one, but you're kinder, deeper relationships, healthier marriage,
yeah.
Less sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think it would I was going to say healthier.
Yeah.
Overall.
Improved sleep. You're not up worrying and stressed yeah. and upset. Longevity, increased energy, more exercise. I'm just going to give you some. More optimistic, more spiritual. Less,
aware.
Less self-centered. I'm sure aware's in here.
Because I think you put yourself into situations where you think and you experience and you learn so much more than you came into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to create some type of awareness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's our topic. Gratitude, thanks, giving back. And we're going to take our first phone call.
All right. All right.
Who do we have on the line with us?
Yeah, hello. Hello, it's Toya.
How are you, Toya?
Hey, Toya.
I'm fine, and you?
Good, good.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to... I know it was on Sunday, but I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, DJ, in person.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I can't hear you very well.
You can't hear us?
No,
uh-oh.
Not really.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Oh, okay. So I was listening to the topic, and I thought I really should call because I wanted to thank you guys. You know, I'm feeling much better and stronger since the last time I called you.
Mm.
My baby has gone to his father for 18 days. Oh, well, 14 days left, actually. But I'm okay. I'm working on myself, and I'm just trying to focus on the positive sides and to keep myself busy with work and life, you know. So I keep your words in my mind, and it gives me so much strength and hope in the future.
Toya, that's...
So talking about gratitude, I'm so thankful to you guys.
Oh, that is such a beautiful phone call.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And, you're welcome.
And, you know, I know it was hard. I know it was hard. And I could hear it. I remember your phone call, and I remember hearing it in your voice, your concern and your fear. But, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes everything's going to just work out. And I think now's a perfect time for you to focus on yourself so that you could be the best and strongest mother for the baby, you know. And I'm
yeah.
proud of you, though. I know it's not easy, but we're all proud of you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
You said it best. Cause
yeah, I can't really explain. You know, I don't know. Everything changed in my mind since the last time I called you. Your support means the world to me, and I'm just trying to focus on the positive side of things. And I'm trying not to worry about the things I cannot control, and It's your words and attitudes that teach me a lot. So that's why I'm so thankful to you guys.
Oh, you're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
I think that you did the perfect thing, because when you not only focus on yourself, but if you better yourself, if you took this opportunity, even though you didn't want this opportunity, you took it. And when you focus on yourself, TJ's right, you're making it better for your
yeah.
kid as well, in terms of you're becoming the best you can be, and that translates down to them. So you did the right thing in that way, because the stronger you are, the stronger they will be. And so you took that, I don't want to say negative opportunity, but the way you were looking at it before as negative, and you turned it into a positive, and I commend you for that.
Thank you. Awesome. I'm trying to
it's
be like that.
It's always...
I'm
yeah.
trying to be like you, actually.
Oh, thank you.
you're doing great, though, Toria. We're really proud of you.
Yeah, it's always...
it's a challenge.
You.
It's always a challenge.
Thank you. I wish I could do something special to thank you in return, but I don't know.
No,
I just can't... Sorry?
No, you already have.
This call is enough.
You know, yes. A call is enough. This is what we're here for. We're trying, as you know, Toria, we're just trying to build a community. You know, everyone's going through things and struggles, us as well. So just being able to talk and hear stories and hear strength is beautiful. So we just want to thank you for your constant support.
No, that's sweet. Thank you.
All right.
I can't wait to see you in the Netherlands in August.
Yes, we will be there. We'll be there. What do we have, 5 weeks?
Yeah, I hope I will get the chance to talk to you because I have some presents for all of you.
Oh,
thank you.
So sweet, Toria. Well, hopefully we'll see you, okay? And we'll be there in 5 weeks.
Yeah. I'm counting the days.
Well, take care of yourself, Toria.
Take care.
Okay.
All right.
And TJ, I just wanted to ask you a question. You know, you tweeted about the dream you made last week after the show.
Yes.
And you were willing to talk about it. So I wanted to, ask you if you remember it.
You know what? Let me look it up because I wrote it down somewhere. So let me look at my notes while we're doing the show, and then at the end I'll share my dream.
What, if I can find
it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Toria. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, so after our last week, we were talking about dreams, and I remember how I said I don't remember them.
Yeah.
I had it within the next couple of days, I had a really strong dream. So I woke up and wrote it down, my details. So
let me ask you a question. Do you think if you didn't write it down, you would have forgotten?
Oh, 100%. I can't even remember it now.
Oh, goodness.
So I wrote it out with the intention of sharing it. So she's right. And I actually tweeted that so that I wouldn't forget to share it. And here we are. I forgot to share it. And
yes,
Toria reminded me. So thank you, Toria. But yeah, I have it. I'll have to find the notes and I'll read it later on the show.
Okay.
All right. So the next phone call we have.
Funny
is,
girl.
Hello. Who's there? Who do we have?
Hi. This is Tiffany.
How are you, Tiffany?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We are good today. What do you have for us?
It's about your topic on gratitude. I wanted to contribute to it.
I love it.
If possible.
I love it. What you got?
You're talking about how giving back is like a sign of gratitude. And I wanted to speak while I was in high school, I think all 4 years, actually. I was a student teacher. And on Fridays, I would go to, you know, the local elementary school and help the teachers out. And, you know, kind of help teach class and do certain things and, you know, get down and work with the kids and everything because I love children and working with children.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
We're here. Were you continuing or were you finished?
I was pausing.
Okay, yeah, we're listening.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, it was really wonderful working with them because a lot of the children were like, I guess, sort of like the children you work with the Music Hills,
mm-hmm.
you know, like lower income families, inner city. I had one student who is absolutely the sweetest. I have her picture on my wall, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She should be in her 20s now.
See, and that's what's amazing. She has no idea you made, maybe now she does, but at the time, they don't realize what kind of impact they're making on you as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to see that.
Yeah. And, you know, all these children are so sweet. I still remember all their names. And, you know, it was just a fun time. The most fun that I had, because I know Turia was talking a second ago about, like, how y'all have helped her and everything. I just remember at one point Black History Month came along, and one of the teachers pulled me aside because she knew I was a Michael Jackson fan, because, you know, more people know me as the girl that likes Michael Jackson as opposed to knowing me by my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. And, you know, she asked me, she was like, well, Tiffany, can you do like a little presentation for us? And I remember I had the entire kindergarten class, which was like 120 kids in the auditorium, and they watched Michael Jackson videos. First time they ever saw Michael. They were so ecstatic. I think I made a bunch of little fans today. I was proud that day. And, you know, I got to explain who Michael was, you know, his contributions to the music world. I mean, I'm 14, you know, passing this on to kids that are like 5. And, you know, it was really sweet because, I mean, I could see their eyes light up and they were bouncing and clapping to the music. And, you know, I just know that the music itself resonated with them because, you know, kids don't lie. Kids know what's up and they can figure out, well, you know, this is good. This guy is talented, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I was, you know, not very much older than them when I found Michael Jackson, when I found y'all's music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just all kind of goes hand in hand to me because, you know, Michael was a humanitarian, you are a humanitarian, I mean, you are a humanitarian. And, you know, I follow your example with trying to give back as much as I can because I like to see the people I guess, admire try to emulate what they do.
That's great. That's great. No, that's, you know, and I think that's what I'm learning. That's what life is. You know, life's about. It's you realize that that makes you the happiest and the joyous is when you do the simplest things for others. So
Right.
Tiffany, thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thank you. I just think it's so important as you guys, and I'm not talking to Cheryl and Taj, I'm talking to listeners, to make sure you guys do something of giving back, because it's a form of gratitude, and it actually, you feel great not only for helping others, but you feel good about yourself, and it's just huge. It's huge. Another thing I want to share from happierhuman.com, gratitude, obviously, like I said earlier, makes us happier. A 5-minute-a-day gratitude journal can increase your long-term well-being by more than 10%. That's the same as doubling your income. So they did a study on what doubling your income, how it can make you supposedly happier by 10%. They're saying that doing a 5-minute-a-day gratitude will give you that same type of feeling. So that's something I have never done, and I'm thinking about doing, because Miss Lynn was saying that. Remember when she was saying how she starts her day being really gratitude and just being thankful for everything. I'm going to start doing that. I've been hearing too much of the benefits. So we got to do that. We got to hold each other accountable. Okay, well, let's take one more quick phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, we can hear you live. Who's this?
Sorry?
Yes, who's this talking? Hello?
You're talking to Isabel. Sorry, I cannot hear you very well.
Oh. Yeah, you can't hear us, Isabel?
No, I cannot hear you very well.
Why can't everyone hear us well? But Isabel, we can hear you live. You're on with us on The Power of Love. So what do you have for us?
Okay, I'm Isabel, you know me. I just wanted to talk to you about gratitude, and I thought that you would like to hear it because it's related to Michael. And what I have to say is that when I met him a few times, and one of the times I met him, I have a little bit more time. It was in Neverland. So I decided to explain to him why I was so thankful to him. And I told him how he was my inspiration since I was a child, since I was 10 years old. And I wanted to thank him for all the people I knew. And I can't hardly hear you.
No, it's okay. So
we're just listening.
Listening. Can you hear us any better or no?
So I say thank you, not only because of the inspiration he had in my life, but also the people I met and all the experiences in life I have had just thanks to him. And he was, I think he understood, he was such an influence in my life that he signed back. I had a single that I got when I was 10 years old, and I told him that for me he was my hero, and I still look at him like the same way that when I was 10 years old. And I think he understood that he was such an influence in my life that he signed back throughout my life. And I thought you would love to hear it. And
thank you, Isabel. Thank you so much for sharing that. My uncle always told us how his fans and supporters brought him so much strength and happiness. Mm-hmm. So, he was equally as thankful for you guys. And I think you guys know that as fans, but I want to make sure you know that, because he loved and adored his fans.
I think it was. It was also nice.
There's another thing I wanted to share last week, because it was to do with the dreams. And I don't really want to call all the time, but it was quite nice, also related to Michael and to do with people that I met because of him. Mm-hmm. So is there time for me to share?
Yeah, if just quickly, because we have a lot of phone calls.
But yeah, quickly. Okay. So basically, I had nightmares for a long, long while, and all of them were like finding out that Michael passed away. So there was a time that I was in a trip with a friend that I met because of him. We were sharing a room, and she woke me up because I was obviously having this nightmare, and she went into my dream to wake me up and said I should be okay and that he is with us. And the next day we saw a rainbow, like a huge, the biggest rainbow ever you can ever imagine, from the beginning to the end, just in the morning. that morning.
Wow.
So I thought, I mean, I know that, I don't know if you guys know that they say that the rainbow is a way for people who pass away to make us know that they're still around. So I thought it was also quite special to us.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that story.
Well, thank you so much, Isabel, for sharing the stories. And again, thank you for all the love you gave to our uncle, because that meant all the world to him.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And he appreciated it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Todd, do you remember what you were going to say?
No, I was going to just say that I know that Uncle Michael really appreciated hearing that as well.
He did.
Yeah, because sometimes you give, and people just assume that you hear things back, but I mean, for what he did, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of how much he gave to the world, it's sometimes he didn't get credit for a lot of the stuff, and so when people acknowledged it, it didn't mean a lot to him.
There's definitely a strength in giving, and a happiness with, I don't know, it's just a fulfillment thing. It's hard to explain, but it's something that's worth everyone doing as mm-hmm. often as possible. So if you're not giving like you should be, please start. Because it in any way, you don't have to, doesn't have to be just money. And actually, giving time and just, you know, being hands on is the most,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, the most fulfilling way.
Yeah, someone's, I think Sapphire on Twitter said, mentorship kind of is also, like, you know, is a great idea for young people.
Yeah,
you know, being a role model or
it's big.
Yeah,
it's big.
Hello.
Yes, we're gonna take another phone call. Who do we have?
Hi, I'm Carol. I called like a month ago, and I have gratitude towards you guys. You do so much for other people in spite of all the stuff you've been through. You're giving back, and you're helping other people, and you're helping me, too.
Oh, cool. Thanks so much, Carol.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
I really appreciate it so much. And one of my friends, she took me out for my birthday to Universal, and we got to see a movie, and you know, and it just felt so good and everything. So I'm really grateful for my friend Phyllis.
Mm. Oh, nice. That is awesome.
I like that.
So you know, I love it. So just your friendship with Phyllis, is that his name?
Yes, it's my friend Phyllis. She lost her mom the same time I lost mine, and we lost her dad at the same time, too. And we had a support group. So it's just been really helpful to have her and some other people who are my friends, you know.
Yes.
It's like healing.
Yes.
You know, and I go to a support group and it helps so much and everything. And I go out and do things and, you know, so I'm not as depressed anymore. I'm bouncing back.
I love it.
That's great,
and just simple, you know, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah,
Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
I wish I could do something for you guys.
Just keep listening, keep supporting, and that's what you're doing for us. So no worries.
Keep being happy.
Yeah, keep being happy.
Yeah. I love your music. It's uplifting.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol. You're so sweet. But what I want to say is just doing something like even I'm sure you do this, but just thanking Phyllis, you know, in person or with a card or with a gift.
Yeah,
it makes you feel so. I mean, the person who's receiving the gift obviously get a nice surprise, but the person giving maybe even gets a better surprise. You know, so it's very fulfilling. So it's cool though.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Carol, for the phone call.
Take care. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. She's sweet. I like her energy.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say.
Love it.
She has great energy.
You guys have to look at this happier human. Not only does it say so many reasons on why to be grateful, but it lays it out really well. It lays it out incredibly well. What, you guys have anything? There's another phone call we can take.
Yeah, real quick. What's interesting is you don't have to be a big celebrity or anything. When you're helping people or children or whoever it may be, you really don't understand the impact you can have on that person. And you can just be around them for, you know, an hour, or you can be around them through a course of 6 weeks or whatever. But you have like something that you can give back to them, and it can change their whole direction, change their whole mood, their whole energy, their whole path. So it's that's part of it. That's part of giving back and seeing that transformation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
beautiful. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello, TJ. This is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are good. We are good. What do you got for us, April?
Yeah, since you were talking about gratitude, that's something I feel like is a passion for me, is wanting to help others. And I always wanted to volunteer. In the past, I had worked with a special, special education for the kids, you know, with special abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to do that, but temporarily. So I feel like it's something I would like to do more, you know, as my kids have gotten older. I'm thinking about doing more of it, you know, as they, you know, go on about their own life. It's something that I plan to do more of, is volunteering to help, like, children, special education children, you know, in that area. But right now, I mostly do donating, you know, helping out in different areas, especially with DJ, of course. That's my primary, you know, donating. But it is something that I really feel that, you know, I would love to do. And it's something that I have been basically thinking about doing for the longest time. So that is my plan, you know, one of my goals.
April, first of all, thank you for all your support for DDJF, because you are a strong supporter for us. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But one thing I will say, too, is, as you've, I think you said it, that you used to do it before, but as you probably can assume, once you get started doing that, your life is going to feel so much better. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be, I mean, like I said, I've been looking at this list of the 31 things. It's so true. You know, it makes you more optimistic. It makes you, increases your spiritualism. It makes you less self-centered, increases your self-esteem, and it even improves your sleep. There's so many benefits of just giving back and being thankful for things that I think you got to get on it, you know, and don't procrastinate. Just any way you can help others, just go for it, April.
Yeah.
I definitely plan to, because it helps me. When I'm helping somebody else, it also helps me. Because if I'm going through something, you know, it helps me to heal from whatever I'm going through by, you know, doing for others. That's just something that really, you know, helps me. So, yeah, it is something I plan to do, you know, not just saying it, but, you know, that's what I do plan to do as my kids get older. More of it.
And even incorporate them, as I know you probably thought about, but, you know, have them go. Like, even yesterday, I had Royal go, and my daughter Lexi go. It's important to get the kids involved too, because, you know, at the end of the day, we got to make sure our kids are benefiting as well from giving back. So,
they believe in doing it as well, because I'm trying to teach them to give back. You know, whatever way they can, just trying to give anything amount since they have started working. Now they're at the age where they can work, so I always tell them, you know, try to give. So, you know, it doesn't matter what, I can't even think of the name, but anything you want to help out, like American Cancer, you know, any of those associations, just try to, you know, do some giving.
Because
you
never
know, you know, you might get in a situation where you need somebody one day.
That's right.
You know, that could come back to you. So, yeah, I do try to teach them that as well. So I'm implementing them as well.
I love it.
That's great.
All right, April. Well, thank you so much for the phone call.
Yes.
And thanks for all your support of DDJF. It means a lot to us.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
All right. And take care of yourself, April.
All right. You do the same. Thank you. Love you.
We love you, too. Bye-bye. Okay. Oops. I kind of hung up. But who do we have on the line with us? Hello?
Hi, this is DJ. Hi, TJ.
How are you? What's your name again?
Deidre. Yeah, I haven't called in a long time.
How are you, Deidre?
I'm doing okay. I can't really say I'm doing good, because I have schizophrenia and it's really messing with me. So, but I take my medicine, but it's not so good.
Okay.
Oh, and hi, Taja. Hi, Tyrell. I didn't want to leave y'all out.
And they don't leave them out.
Yes, hi.
What you got for us today, Deidre?
Well, I want to say, like, my therapist, she is that a way of, like, giving back and stuff? Because I want to thank my therapist for always listening to me and helping me through stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
As far as myself, I kind of got into the habit of being a homebody. I'm kind of like not meeting new people, but like I give money to people that ask. So that's kind of my way of giving back.
No.
Like if they be like, can I have a dollar? I give them a dollar, you know.
Now, when you say you've been a homebody, has it been negatively affecting you, or is it something of a choice, or what?
Yeah, because I've been like that since I was a kid. I was sexually abused, so it's kind of like I don't like new people. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to be nice to everybody, speak to everybody, but I don't really have friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm.
It's a trust. Mm.
It's a trust thing, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard for you to trust.
Yeah, well, you don't throw in the towel, though, Deirdre. Mm-hmm. You know, don't throw in the towel. You just got to find those couple of friends and just take it easy, you know? Take it easy, take it slow. And as you get older, I was just talking to a friend of mine. As you get older, your kind of senses and your ability to choose proper people for your life gets better, you know? Yeah. So don't just because because you've been... the trust issue's been an issue for you in the past. Don't let it affect your future. You know, keep giving it an honest and true attempt to create friendships out there. It's important.
Yeah, I wouldn't allow that one person or your situation to control your happiness, your potential happiness. You know, don't give it more power. Obviously, it's something that you have to deal with. But I wouldn't let that situation control you and limit you to your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I think for me, like, I always complain about the internet a lot, but I think also the internet can be very wonderful in that case if you are a homebody, because there are a lot of communities and stuff online that even, you know, message boards and stuff like that, being positive on message boards to people that are going through something similar to you,
or
reading them.
Or even though, Taja, a message board on your favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Where you're connecting with people and talking about, this was my favorite part of the show.
Exactly.
Or you know, that can give you a sense of connection and can lead to a friendship.
Yeah.
It really can.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've been reading on that about communities and stuff like that, and that might help you as well in terms of just feeling that connectiveness, as TJ said. So you might want to try that at first. Instead of doing the person to person, you might, you know, take it in steps and kind of reach out and get that community support first.
Cool, Deidre?
Okay, that makes sense. I could try that.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, especially don't with the towel.
The DDJF community is very good.
It's very vibrant.
Vibrant.
And strong.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll get a lot of love
from
them.
Yeah, because I know, like, Sequoia.
Yeah.
I talked to them on Twitter, and they're real supportive and caring.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what.
And I forget the other lady name. Well, she's so sweet, I forget her name. But I think.
Yeah, well, there's a lot, and that's what, you know, that's what's so beautiful about DDJF. It's built a nice little community where everyone can you know, help each other out.
Yeah.
Because life is tough. Mm-hmm. Period. Life is tough.
We all go
through ups and downs. So we, you know, and it doesn't have to be, we don't have to go through it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my advice. Wherever it is, just make sure you don't do anything alone. You know, unless it's by choice, and sometimes, like, Taj likes to be alone by his choice a lot. I do too, but, you know, I don't want you to feel that's the only way.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call, Deirdre, and take care of yourself, okay? And thanks for all your support.
All right. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's tough.
It's tough, but, you know, that's what this show is, though.
It's a trust thing, though. Yeah, yeah, no.
You know, and that's what I love about it. It's giving back and building something, you know? Mm-hmm. All right, well, you guys want to take another phone call? You want to...
Sure.
We'll take one last one, then we'll wrap up. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Ebony.
How are you, Ebony?
Hi, Ebony.
I love it. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
You're doing well. What you got for us, Ebony?
Yeah, I wanted to add on to the topic. Tiffany called earlier mentioning how she was like in the program over in high school. I was in that same program. It's called Mentor a Minor, and I also did it for 4 years. In fact, me being in that program was how I guess you could pretty much say that I found my passion of wanting to be a music educator.
Love it.
What made you sign up for that program?
I just felt like I wanted to see what it was like to be a teacher, because I love working with kids, and my mom, she's a PE teacher, so, you know, I just wanted to see what it was like, plus my late father being a social worker, so he worked with families. Mm-hmm. So I guess a part of it, I guess you can kind of say it's hereditary.
Okay.
No,
that's cool.
And I actually was working with the music teacher at the same school that I sub at now.
Okay.
So, and ever since then, I'm just like, you know what? This is what I want to do. Because I really enjoyed working with the kids and everything. So,
I love it. I love it.
That's great.
That's great. That's great. So, one more time, the name of the program, and is it still
Mentor
around?
Minor, right?
Mentor Minor.
I'm not really sure because the high school me and Tiff went to, it was still kind of new. I was like 3 years into it. I'm not sure if that program still exists though.
Okay, I love the idea though. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, so beautiful. Thank you so much for the phone call, Ebony.
Thanks, Ebony.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. One more thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you guys travel, but if you ever come to Texas, I mean,
where are you at in Texas?
I am from Beaumont.
Beaumont. Okay, so I'll keep that in mind. I may be going up to Texas in a month or so, but I don't know if I'm going to Beaumont area. So we'll see, though. But
well, Beaumont's kind of like a small town compared to other towns. So,
it's
you
near
know,
Houston, though, right?
Yeah, it's near Houston. Yeah. It's like a little over an hour to Houston.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, yeah, I may come down there. If I do, I'll reach out, Ebony. If
All
I
right,
get
thank
close.
You so All much. Right? Love you guys.
Love you too.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. So.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, it's important, man. It's
you know,
important.
I'm not 100% sure, but do all schools do the community service thing where you're required?
I don't know if all schools do, Terrell. They should.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an important thing.
Because I know that was something at our school that was mandatory, that you had to have so many hours mm-hmm. during a quarter or semester or school mm-hmm. year. And I remember during my hours, I remember I went to an elementary school on Greenleaf, and one of these kids, I was there to help the class, but the teacher appointed me to one kid that was struggling. His name was Terry, and I was probably only 14 at the time, and he was maybe 5-6 years old.
Mm.
But I still think about that kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know if I've had, I'm hoping I did, you know, at the time I knew I did, had an impact on his life, because he was a kid that was struggling and not really paying attention to things. And it's just, you do these things and they stick with you, and it also sticks with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it's really about, is giving your time and passing along things that, you know, knowledge and positivity and love, really. It comes down to love. And you can give it and you can receive it. And when you receive it, you want to give it more. Works both ways.
Well said, Tiro. Well said. All right. Well, we have 2 minutes. And should I give a quick rundown of my dream?
Yeah.
I'm sure some people have been...
Yeah, they've been tech.
I'm curious myself.
Someone wanted
All right. So, listen. This is what I had to do. And I forgot about this. So, when I woke up like at 6 in the morning, I went on my phone and just typed it half asleep, so it may not make complete sense.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, it's a disclaimer. Okay, but the three of us, uh-huh. me, Taj, and Tara, we went to an event, and we felt like it could be so much better than it was, because there was no band, there was no music, it was too quiet. So we decided to have fun and do it, like play something for the party, right? So there was a piano there, and there was a guitar. And Terrell, you obviously got on the piano. We got on the piano. And you know how the piano bench, in my dream it was weird, because there's a piano bench. You sit on the piano bench and the other side was another bench. So it was right there. And you guys are looking at me funny. But
where
it's
is
funny.
This going?
We became like wedding singers in our tuxes. And we were doing it for someone on mom's side of the family. It was like a reunion or something. But we were wedding singles, and it was funny because you were singing, playing songs. I'm like, do you know this song? And we got really serious and thought, like, you know, we had to do it really well. And I was like, I think I know the songs, but I don't know if I'll know all the lyrics.
I don't know that part.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I started making up lyrics and, like, trying to rhyme. And some of it was, like, then I said something that was wrong, like, a little bit too vulgar. And Taj, like, kicked me and said, don't do it. Don't, you know, be careful saying. And I was like, they're not even paying it. They're just listening to the groove anyways, background music. But that was my dream. So
we were wedding singers.
We were wedding singers in tuxes.
Interesting.
In Texas.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do some weddings soon.
Yeah, exactly. So anyone having a wedding, there you go. Let's make this dream a reality. But no, that was my thing. And of course, I would have forgotten it, but I wrote down the notes. And
that's Tori, very interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
That was my dream. So don't know what that means, but thank you guys so much for listening to us on our show. Again, we don't know what number it is, but the show was about gratitude and giving back and just being thankful and giving your time, you know? Again, I'll link the happierhuman.com. It's a highly recommended for you guys to all read it. And again, I'm going to do it. Are you guys in or you guys don't know yet about the 5-minute journal?
Yeah, I'll try.
Come on, let's try.
I already do gratitude stuff, but yeah, I'll do the journal thing.
Come on, let's figure it out. Maybe I'll get books, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to start now, tonight. I'm going to do a 5-minute journal for
Are you supposed to do it when you wake up?
I think when you wake up or at night.
I thought when you wake up.
All right. So
wait, 5 minutes every day?
Every day. That's how you start the day being thankful.
Yeah.
All right, what you're thankful for and something about gratitude. All right.
My family.
So it's going to really help your life.
It's a positive thing. It's a great idea. So
well, let's hold each other accountable. We'll recap next week to see how it goes.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us. And if you want to learn more about DDJF, make sure to visit our website, www.ddjf.org. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you next Wednesday.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.